We spoke yesterday about the question of saying a bracha when you fix your mezuzot after you've had them checked, and took it for granted that we know what the bracha is on fixing a mezuzah. But in actual fact, that's what I want to speak about today. So the Shulchan Aruch in Yoredea, Simon Resh Tzadik Tet, sorry, Resh Pei Tet, Sif Aleph, says that the nusach of the bracha when you put up a mezuzah is likbar mezuzah. However, we actually find that there are three other possible brachot that one might say when putting up a mezuzah. So the ruling of the Shulchan Aruch comes from the Rambam, Perakei, Halacha Zayin, and Hilchot Mezuzah, and that's what most Rishonim say as well. However, there is a different nusach that appears in the Yerushalmi, and the Yerushalmi says that the correct bracha for putting up a mezuzah is Al Mitzvat Mezuzah. It's like we have bracha of Al Mitzvat Tzitzit, so we have a bracha of Al Mitzvat Mezuzah. So there's a Sefer Divrei Shir, it was written by Reb Shmuel Rabinov, who was the Rav of the Grove Lane Beis HaMedrash in Stamford Hill in the 1950s. And he was a very choshev Talmid Chacham. And he suggests that the Nusach of the Yerushalmi is consistent with the general Shita of the Yerushalmi, the Yisei Brachal, making the Cheftz of a mitzvah as well. So if you build a sukkah, you say a bracha on making the sukkah. When you make tzitzit, you say a bracha on making the tzitzit. When you make a shofar, you say a bracha on making a shofar. And that the bracha of Al Mitzvot Mezuzah is a bracha that includes both fixing the mezuzah, but also writing it as well. So that's two nuschaot we have for the bracha. Either likbar mezuzah or the Yerushalmi's Al Mitzvot Mezuzah. Lamaisa, what if you got it wrong and you said either Al Kviat Mezuzah or Al Mitzvat Mezuzah instead of saying Likbar Mezuzah? So then you're still Yotzei, and that question comes up in the poskim. If, for example, instead of saying Lishma Kol Shofar, you say Al Tekiat Shofar or something like that, then you're also Yotzei. Essentially, so long as you've reflected the main theme of the bracha, then you're Yotzei, even though you shouldn't deviate from the nusach that Chazal established for us. An interesting question comes up. What if you're fixing a mezuzah on behalf of somebody else? So somebody invites you around to their house, they're having Chanukah Shabbat, and, I don't know, you lent them the money to buy the house. So they want to be mechabed you with the Kviat HaMezuzah. So you're going to say a bracha for them. So in that case, the Rambam in Hilchot Brachot, Peret Yudalef Halacha Yud Gimel, he says, Avalim Kava Mezuzah La'achirim, Mevareich Al Kviat Mezuzah. That if you're fixing the mezuzah on behalf of others, then the bracha is not likbar mezuzah, because you don't have an imperative to do this, but it's al kviat mezuzah. Whether or not we do this seems to be machloket in the poskim. Reb Shlomo Kluger rules like the Rambam, but the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and the Chai Adam don't mention it. One time I was at a public kviat mezuzah at a certain place, and there was a prominent rabbi who was asked to put up the mezuzah, and he said, yes, I'm going to say the bracha al kviat mezuzah in accordance with what the Rambam says. But I'm not sure if that's generally speaking is what is done. So that gives us a third possible nusach for the bracha. What's the fourth possible nusach? So this is a Magin Avraham in Orach Chaim, Simen Yud Tet, Sif Katan Aleph, that's in Hilchot Tzitzit, where the Magin Avraham says, what if you put up the mezuzah before you moved into a house? You bought a house, and you put up the mezuzah as soon as you bought it, but you weren't moving in for 3 weeks. And then you realise, in actual fact, you really shouldn't have put up the mezuzah exactly when you did, but you've put it up already. But for whatever reason, you didn't say a bracha when you put it up because you weren't moving in. So in that case, he says, you should say a bracha of Lador Babayit Sheyesh Bo Mezuzah. There's a mitzvah to live in a house which has a mezuzah. And this is also entertained by the Pitchei Tshuva in Simon Reish Tzadik Aleph Sif Katan Dalad, that if you're moving into a house which has already got a mezuzah there. So somebody, you've bought a new house, you bought a house off somebody, and they left the mezuzah there. So you don't have to put the mezuzah up. And they tell you, we only had them checked 6 months ago. We didn't realize we were moving. So the Pitchei Tshuva suggests, based on Rabbi Akiva Eger, that maybe in that case you should also say, La Dor Babayit Sheyesh Bo Mezuzah. But basically, all the Achronim who discuss it say we don't say such a bracha because there is no such bracha, and you can't just make up the nuschaot for brachot off your own mind. Ad kan.